The lesser-known halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. There are a few halachos that relate to Erev Tisha B'Av, and one of the lesser-known ones is what Rama writes in Siman Tavkuf Mem Gimel. Rama writes, "V'nagu shelo lilmod ve'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elach." There is a minhag not to learn Torah after chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's not the lesser-known halacha I'm referring to. But then Rama adds, "V'chein lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av," that a person shouldn't just take a walk, a shpatir, enjoy the outdoors on Erev Tisha B'Av. So first let's talk about how this relates to Erev Tisha B'Av, then let's talk about how this relates to this year, because most of the time on Erev Tisha B'Av this is not so much of an issue for us. We're busy, we're inside, we're doing other things. We have a long Shabbos afternoon this year on Erev Tisha B'Av, and there may be more of a desire to want to go outside and take a walk on a long Shabbos afternoon. So let's start with how this normally works. It sounds from the Ramah that it's a halacha that applies all day long on Erev Tisha B'Av, not only after Chatzos, because he says that you're not allowed to learn after Chatzos, but then he says, lo yitayel, Erev Tisha B'Av, don't take a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av. However, it could be that he means only after Chatzos, even for taking a walk, because after all, he does write that key word, v'chein, that after talking about Talmud Torah, he says, and the same, v'chein, when it comes to taking a walk. Furthermore, the source of this Rama is the Maharil, and the Maharil explains, why would it be usher to take a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av? And the Maharil says, because since you're not allowed to learn Torah at that time, he says, Harei HaTorah B'Tela, Umi Yokel Rosho Oz L'Smoach Atzmo B'Tiulim. If the Torah is batel, how can a person go and indulge himself and just enjoy a trip when the Torah is sitting there batel? On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that the reason you're not allowed to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av is not because of Erev Tisha B'Av, but because when one learns, their mind starts to race, and after learning is over, you continue to think about your learning. You'll note that's usually the difference between a Talmud Chacham and someone who's not a Talmud Chacham. It's not so much about the time that you're learning. People are sometimes very serious about their Siddurim when they're learning, but if the Torah stays with you afterwards, that you're thinking about it, and you're contemplating, what did I learn, and thinking more deeply about it, that generally is what causes someone to remember their learning, and for their learning to really become a part of their lives. And Chassam Sofer takes for granted that that's what's going to happen, that if you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're going to be thinking and learning on Tisha B'Av. If that's the case, it doesn't really seem to be related to taking walks on Erev Tisha B'Av. It doesn't seem that you have that same spillover effect, that same carryover effect. Now let's talk about Shabbos. So this year, Erev Tisha B'Av actually falls on Shabbos, not Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Rama writes that one should not learn Torah after Chatzos when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Magen Avraham points out that no, it should be that it's also to learn Torah all day when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, because Dvarim Shebetzina, things that are matters of private issues, are noeg all day on Erev Tisha B'Av. On the flip side, the Taz holds, you're allowed to learn all day even after Chatzos when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. The Taz is very nervous about telling people not to learn or to learn less. Much better to be learning, and we're not so quick to be Mevatel Torah. So you have three opinions about learning Torah on Shabbos this year, on Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos. The Rama says, not after Chatzos. Of course, you're allowed to learn Torah, just only certain things. But the Rama says, not after Chatzos. The Magen Avraham says, not all day. And the Taz says, yes, all day, even after Chatzos. So one would imagine if taking a walk and just enjoying a walk outside is similar to learning Torah, that the same machlokas would apply. However, you could argue, and I think it's very reasonable to argue, that even the Taz, who thinks that you're allowed to learn Torah all day on Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, would have a harder time allowing you to take a walk after Chatzos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. The reason he's so lenient with Torah is because we don't want to be Mevatel Torah. Torah is such a great mitzvah, but taking a walk is not such a great mitzvah. So probably even the Taz would be strict about taking a walk just for enjoyment after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Now, obviously, if you need to get somewhere, you're allowed to take a walk. If there's some purpose for why you're going outside other than enjoyment, even if you happen to enjoy the walk as well, then that's obviously permissible. Probably even if you just need the exercise after a big meal and you just feel like you need to move a little bit, probably that would be okay as well, even if you happen to enjoy the walk. But to go outside, just to hang out with friends, to go to a park, to enjoy oneself on Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos after Chatzos would seem to be problematic. Have a great day, everybody.